The Gemara says in Daf Tzaditas and Mubez on the top that Kol Amar Shlakish Kol Hamashakeach Darachem Mitalmudai Erim Balam Shenemar Mshamulcha Shenav Shemay Pentishkach Chesedvarim. So if you forget one thing of your learning, you're Erim on this laugh. And so you're doing that. Mchaim Velozhner writes in the Keser Reish that this was only true in the olden days when they learned Baal Peh, but today when they learn B'chsav, when everything is printed, then this lav is not knowing anymore. And today, if you forget, you're not Erim on this lav for forgetting your learning. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav asks him this. He says, how can you say that? How can you say that this law is not again anymore? We know that there's no mitzvah that the Torah will ever change, will ever become batal. So how can you say that there's a shinui, that now this law in the Torah is no longer a nayak? He says, mitzvah satar la tishtana b'shini hadaris layachlif layamir dasa laylamim. So how can you say over here that there's a law which is no longer applicable? That's his kasha on Chaim Velozhner. And I think the Torah says kasha is based on the Havana that the Biskrav says to understand this, what Chaim Velozhner is saying. And Lefi his Havana, I think this kasha is miyoshim. So the Biskrav writes in his Sefer, Al-Tara, in Parshas Veschanan, he says that the pshat Chaim Velozhner is that this lav is not a lav on forgetting Torah. It's not Mehilchas Talmud Torah, it's not a Talmud Torah Nikola, but it's really going on the continuation, being mamshach the Masara of Torah from Dar Ludar. There's a shashal sakabal, the Torah has to be given over from generation to generation. And if somebody forgets something, then there'll be a chisarn in how Torah is given over, and that being mamshech the Masar in the Dar Ladar. But after Chzimus HaTalmud, when we no longer have that shashal sakabal of Torah Shabbat Peh, Ish Mepiyish, because now it's all written down, so there's no longer such a lav, because by forgetting your Torah, you're not going to shter the shashal sakabal, you're not going to disrupt that shashal sakabal, and therefore it's not Nageah. That's why it's not Nageah after Chzimus HaTalmud. So the way the Biskov is learning, it's not the pshat that this lav was only said for one time and it's not nagia anymore. It's not nagia nowadays. The lav of Adar is la'ilam. La'ilam is a lav not to disturb the shoshalis of the Messiah of Tyra. But today, by forgetting your learning, you're not going to do that because it's written down anyway. So it's not nagia today for technical reasons. So it's not that the lav is not nagia. Adar the lav is nagia today like it is always nagia, even after the Chzimus HaTalmud. But the mitzias of the Hechitimsa to be ever in the lav is not here. You're missing the ability to apply it to what we have today because you have everything written down. After Chesimus and Talmud, it's all written down, therefore it's not Nagea. So about the Lav is Noeg L'Darius, it is applicable to Darius, but the Hechitimsa of the Lav is not Nagea once you have Chesimus and Talmud, and therefore Chaim Velozhner says that this Lav wouldn't be Nagea nowadays, and that L'Chared V'Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Shulchan Aruch Rav.